In Tukwila, Washington, a growing Bhutanese community is slowly adapting to modern American life. But at the same time, they want to keep their Bhutani roots alive. Radioactive Shrikar Panyumaka has our story about one young man who finds himself in a perfect position to help bridge these two worlds.
Prarthana. Sarva Mangala Mangalyam.
Sarva Mangala Mangalyam.
Devim Sarvartha Sadhikam.
Devim Sarvartha Sadhikam.
Saranyam Sarva Bhutanam.
Saranyam Sarva Bhutanam.
Namamo Bhumi Mataram.
Namamo.
I'm in a park just 2 minutes from Foster Library in Tukwila. On a big grass field, four rows of people are standing at attention. Bhutanese community members are praying for world peace and unity. But Alan Kofle's family did not experience peace and unity in Bhutan. They were persecuted there. He was just 4 years old when his family left the country to live in a refugee camp in Nepal.
Refugee life is a refugee life. But in camp, you have no resources to understand what really America stands for.
Alan had heard about the United States and dreamed about what it would be like. After 17 years in a refugee camp, he applies to resettle in the U.S.
So when I was in camp, like they told, hey, America is like the country of concrete, you know? No jungle, no forest, no green.
But when Alan actually came here, he experienced a world of variety and colors. At that moment, he knew he'd have a better life.
So when I come here, like, oh my God, it's more beautiful than the refugee camp, you know, like a lot of trees here.
That was 5 years ago. Now, as part of the resettlement process, Alan has gotten a job, started supporting his family, and has even finished some college. He finds it easier than expected to live in the United States.
The way the government provides some subsidies like supports, the social service they provide us, along with the opportunity I found here, is good for me.
Even though Alan is living a better life in the U.S., he sees his community through a constant stream of questions about technology in the modern world.
What is meant by computer? What is meant by internet? How you get the phone services? How it work? Things like that. Those are basic things, but like in the camp, those were your dreams.
As a tech-savvy 26-year-old, Alan realizes that modern technology is needed to succeed, especially for a community with huge cultural differences from the United States. To bridge the gap for the older Bhutanese people, he is studying to be an IT professional so that he can help them with all sorts of things.
But our old generation, they are pretty much not educated and they have no chance to get access to the school system. So they don't have a very good English as well as Nepali. They are not good in literature at all. So they are in need of a big help from the people like us. We can speak their language as well as we can speak the English also.
Alan is working as a medical translator in a refugee service company. Through his job, he's making it easier for Bhutani refugees to adjust to a new country. But he also sees the challenges the community faces, such as isolation, lack of employment, and even suicide. Alan is enjoying his life in the U.S. and sees the possibilities for this Bhutanese community. Even though he left as a child, his heart still lives in Bhutan.
I was like four, but I still remember the way I'd go with my grandma sometime to just in the jungle for looking the cattle, and then the way she pick up some lemons, you know, like from the jungle and put salt and mix it and just give it to me. And I remember it was fun there, you know.
That is one of Alan's best memories of Bhutan. But there are others of persecution and of oppression. He hopes conditions will improve there, and dreams of the day he'll go back.
If the system change and if the new government is introduced there, again, Bhutan is my own home. It's my motherland, right?
Alan now has two homes. While he lives in the United States, Bhutan will always be his motherland. For Radioactive, I'm Shrikar Panyumaka.
कायो मे पततु प्रभु
कायो मे पततु
विश्व धर्म की जय
विश्व धर्म की जय
तुझे प्रणाम एक दो तीन